Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Monday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. Have a quick thought for you. I want to dive straight in. Considering that many of the largest companies in the world, think Microsoft, Facebook, Amazon, etc., have had at least one major outage in the past few months, we should, and I mean this with bold letters, we should be thinking in terms of when, not if, the next outage will occur. You know, all these companies that invest in redundancy, all that sort of thing, they were thought to be infallible to outages. This has been proven false, this thought process, right? And so this topic has many layers to it. These companies who spend a lot of money on redundancy, more than most every company, more than the GNP of some countries, they spend a lot on redundancy. And they still have outages. What does that mean for the normal companies? It means that we should fully expect to see outages in our organization. And we should ensure the CMDB is as accurate and complete as possible so we understand all of the risk components. Let's be frank here for a moment. Most of these big outages were due to changes. That's where the CMDB is so important. These companies built this empire of redundancy, yet configuration changes bring them down. It's quite the paradox, isn't it? Where those of us in service management are like, hey, well, sure it does. We should be starting to do things right. Yes, this technology redundancy is awesome, but it only gets you so far. Moving on. Also, your business continuity plans have never been as important as they are today. If we know that Microsoft, Facebook, and Amazon, et cetera, are having outages, we should expect them for ourselves. And if we do expect those outages for ourselves, then we have to think, we really need business continuity plans, don't we? And the answer is yes. And so if these large cloud providers, Amazon's like the big one, right? And this is a deep thought that I want to push on organizations' thought process. If these large cloud providers, Amazon, experience an outage, so will many of your SaaS vendors who are housed in these Amazon data centers. This is a true story. One of our service management leadership clients has a lot of different types of infrastructure. So we won't get into any of that. But many of their SaaS vendors that they rely heavily on are housed in the same Amazon data center. So they were all out when Amazon was down. And Amazon will tout, hey, we have all this redundancy. But they do not have redundancy against bad changes. There is no redundancy for that other than a good change process. So your takeaway from this should be, A, it happened to them, so it's likely it happened to you. B, ensure your CMDB is as accurate as possible. Tighten up change management so you can reduce your risk. C, if we know it's going to happen, let's invest in business continuity. And D, which may be as important as any, if your organization uses a lot of SaaS vendors for your big parts of your organization, you probably should ask those vendors where their infrastructure is housed. You do not want them all, these vendors, in Amazon, in the Amazon East data center to be exact, over in Virginia, you don't want them all going down at the same time. Something to think about this Monday. This is Jeffrey T. Fertiller. We thank you for listening and encouraging us along the way. And let me know if service management leadership can help your organization as it tries to navigate this through better change, better CMDB, business continuity, as well as the vendor side with your SaaS providers. I hope you have an awesome, awesome day.